For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi has voiced concern over the passage of security bills that will expand the role of Japan's self-defense forces. He was speaking as he co-chaired the first China-Japan high-level political dialogue in Beijing with Shitaro Yachi, head of Japan's National Security Council. Yang Jiechi said Japan's move runs against the general trend globally by accelerating the buildup of the country's military muscle and significantly changing its military security policy. He urged Japan to stick to the route of peaceful development and not to do anything detrimental to regional peace and stability. The passing of the bills by the lower house of Japan's parliament has drawn opposition from inside Japan. Local opinion polls have shown more than half of Japanese people are against those bills. China is ready to enhance partnership with the World Bank to jointly withstand the downward pressure on the global economy. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang made the comment on Thursday when meeting the World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim in Beijing. Li says the current Chinese economy is stable and improving, and major indicators have rebounded in recent months. The Premier adds that China will continue to stimulate the vitality of the market by deepening reform and promoting mass entrepreneurship and innovation. The two sides also signed an agreement to set up a $50 million trust fund to help reduce poverty. The fund is expected to start later this year, and it'll finance investment projects, operations, knowledge development, and human resource cooperation at both global and regional levels. South Korea's defense ministry says it sent an invitation to North Korea to participate in a regional security forum to be held in Seoul. Seoul Defense Dialogue is a vice ministerial-level regional security forum launched in 2012 by South Korea to discuss ways of building military trust in the Asia-Pacific region. The last round of dialogue was held last October in Seoul, the next meeting scheduled for September. At least two people have died after a powerful typhoon landed in Japan late Thursday night. Typhoon Nangka hit Okayama Prefecture in the south for a second time on Friday morning and is expected to move northward into the Sea of Japan later on today. Bringing strong winds and gales, Typhoon Nangka has caused railway services to be canceled or suspended, mostly in western Japan. Airline service has also been severely affected since Thursday evening. Four U.S. Marines and a gunman have been killed in shootings at two military facilities in the United States. Local police say the incidents in Tennessee at a Naval Reserve Center and a nearby military recruiting center lasted for about 30 minutes combined, starting at around 11 o'clock in the morning local time on Thursday. President Barack Obama calls the Marines' killing heartbreaking. The FBI has launched an investigation. Local officials have already labeled the incident an act of domestic terrorism. U.S. media say the gunman's been identified as 24-year-old Mohammed Yusef Abdulaziz, who's believed to have been born in Kuwait. A Colorado jury has rejected the insanity plea of James Holmes, who killed 12 people and wounded 70 others in a theater shooting. Holmes fired hundreds of bullets in the attack at a midnight showing of the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, on July 20, 2012. Holmes will wait another few weeks before his likely death penalty sentencing is conferred, as a separate sentencing hearing will take place to determine his exact punishment. There's still possibility a juror may disagree and spare him the death penalty. Banks in Greece will reopen Monday after the European Central Bank raised its emergency funding to Athens. The 60 euro daily limit in cash withdrawals will remain. Earlier, the EU granted a short-term bridging loan to Greece to allow the country to pay off its arrears that it owes to the International Monetary Fund. Greece has debts of 320 billion euros and is seeking its third international bailout. The U.S. International Trade Commission has approved continued anti-dumping and countervailing duties investigations against imports of corrosion-resistant steel products from the Chinese mainland. Similar action by the U.S. has been taken against India, Italy, South Korea, and Taiwan as well. The decision allows the U.S. Commerce Department to continue investigations. A preliminary decision on anti-dumping duties is expected on August 27th, while a decision on countervailing duties is expected on November the 10th. The U.S. Commerce Department launched its investigation of the steel products market at the end of June on behalf of five American steel companies. The U.S. imports of these products from the Chinese mainland and the other countries in regions named were valued at $2.2 billion in 2014. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.